Good way to start the morning out with Phil Wickham, 100.7 KGBI. We're Jill and Jeremy Tracy.
We are so excited to be joined this morning by a young woman named Leanna Crawford. You're going to love her new song. We're going to be talking about that and a lot of other stuff this morning.
There is somebody competitive in this room.
Maybe slightly.
I think you're talking about both of us.
Yes. Yes.
Jeremy told me that he found out that you're competitive. He's like, I need to pit you guys against each other.
I'm like, so excited. No, this is our first meeting, you know. Now we're going to be like, it's okay. It's all in love, though. That's like my family is like big time trash talkers. Yeah. I don't know. That's like just...
Right.
It's gotten me in trouble a few times, but I'm nicer now.
I mean, you're dating a basketball player. You know, you know he's competitive, too. So that's going to be something you guys will have to...
It is.
Do you play games against each other?
We do. And sometimes, and he's like so sweet. Like he's like very sweet and he's very competitive on the court.
Right.
And like, especially like with his brothers, he's very competitive. But like with me, he's sweet, still wants to win. But we both trash talk. We have this game we play every night, like on FaceTime because we're long distance. Aww. And it's called Cribbage.
This is going to be good. Leanna Crawford, singer, songwriter, Jill Tracy, going to be taking each other on a game I have cooked up. So Jill, Leanna loves horseback riding. If you were shopping for a horse, as one does, how would the height of the horse be described? Would it be described in centimeters, hands, or furlongs?
Hands.
Correct.
Yes, queen.
I took a little known fact. I actually took horseback riding lessons before we ever met, Jeremy.
I did not know that
for like a few months.
For real?
Yeah. And I was learning. They taught us some things about the horse.
I love that.
How long have you been riding?
Since I was like 4.
Oh, wow.
Long time. There's just like, my older sister started riding and thankfully like my younger sister and I got to like grow up with it. So
that's cool.
We rode. Eventually I was like, I helped her, my older sister teach. She was like a trainer. So I would like help train horses and teach lessons. And like, it was like
serious
horses and music. And I was like, we did competitive horse riding. Instead of sports, that was like our thing.
So I was in like maybe third grade. And some friends of mine, well, they weren't really friends. They were kind of the mean girls in the class. Oh. But that has nothing to do with you, Leanna, just because you ride horses. But they were doing their hair a certain way, a ponytail.
Okay.
And the teacher said, oh, that's awesome. They said, yeah, this is what we do for horseback riding. And she said, how do you do that to the horse's tails? It was like, you know, like a flipped over ponytail. And she thought... Like, no, we do it to our hair. For riding the horse.
Oh, that's like there was like a show called like the Saddle Club. Did you ever? It was, but there were some like mean horse girls on that show. Yeah,
and these
like,
were the mean
thankfully,
horse girls.
I didn't grow up with like most of the like horse people I was surrounded with. Most of them were nice, but like there can be a few where you're like, you know, and everything.
I mean, obviously they have a love for animals, so there has to be some niceness in there.
There's somewhere, right? Somewhere inside.
Leanna, Jill loves Netflix.
Okay.
Jill loves to sit on the couch and watch TV.
Hey, don't we all? Okay.
In the sport that is binge watching, how quickly does Netflix ask if you're still watching? Is it after 3, 4, or 5 episodes of not using the remote?
I'm not using the remote. Let me think. I'm trying to think of all the times I've been watching The Office and just kind of let it go.
I don't even know that.
This is like a tough question, but hands was tough too. Dang it. I'm going to say, how long do I have in my timed?
We're already 30 minutes.
You're going to cut a lot of things out. I'm going to say 4.
It's 3.
Oh, sorry, really? I think I just hit that. Don't ever ask me that again. I'm up by 1.
So will the trash talking start now, Leanna, that you're down by 1?
No, it's usually when I'm ahead. I'm a really poor winner.
Okay.
So now I can't.
Well, here's your chance to come back.
Okay.
Okay, round 2.
Okay. How many rounds?
Jill loves historical fiction books.
Oh, no.
She just read The Nightingale. It's about, you tell us what it's about. It's about the building of a cathedral in the fictional town of Kingsbridge, England. That's
oh,
one.
No.
It tells the story of two sisters in France during World War II. Three, it's a retelling of the Trojan War, the Nightingale.
Oh, dear. I think it's B.
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Take that,
which
Jill.
I heard they're actually making into a Netflix movie. So they're my two sports combined.
Was it a good book?
I've heard of it.
Good book.
Okay, Jill. Leanna loves to go hiking. That's something else she loves to do. What country has the highest density of hiking trails? Is it Canada, which she lives close to?
Okay.
Monaco or Switzerland?
Jill, I know this on the top of my head, so I don't know how you don't know this.
I'm just going to guess Canada.
You thought I was giving you a hint.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
It is Switzerland. No, see,
I would have guessed Canada too, though, because Canada has like Quebec. No, I'm not. What am I?
Switzerland has the Alps. So
it's tied up, guys.
Oh, wow. Take that. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
You love this.
Round three, Leanna Crawford versus Jill Tracy.
Is that the official name of this game?
Jill.
Oh.
Leanna loves herself some pickleball.
Oh, yes.
If you were to join her for a match, what would you need to bring to play? A bat and ball, a paddle and ball, or a stick and puck?
I think it's a paddle and a ball.
Correct.
Yes.
Have you played? Have you guys heard about the pickleball thing?
I think I have played pickleball.
Okay.
It's fun.
How does it work? It's like a mini tennis, kind of.
Oh,
but
okay.
But it's a wiffle ball, mm-hmm. So it like slows down a bit.
My kind of ball.
But it is so fun.
Leanna, Jill can craft a powerful Instagram post that will make you cry, laugh, and yell all at the same time.
Wow.
What percentage of 12 to 17-year-olds use Instagram weekly? Is it 43%? 61% or 87%?
12 to 17-year-olds. I know, I'm trying to think because I feel like I should know this, but they're definitely on Snapchat and TikTok so much. So that's why I'm like, I know that age group is all about Snapchat.
Yep.
It's all tied up.
I know, for like all the things. I'm going to say A, the 43%.
Incorrect. 61%.
Time for the final round of this game, right?
Yeah. And the best Leanna can do at this point is tied up.
Take that, Leanna.
Jill's hometown is Decatur, Illinois.
Oh, no way.
For most of the 1900s, Decatur was referred to as the town without a frown, the soybean capital of the world, or it's not our fault.
Do you know this?
Don't blame us.
Don't.
Yes, I know it.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, the soybean capital of the world. A town without a frown. That'd be so cute if that's what it was. And I feel like people in the Midwest are usually happy. Like, I feel like that could be it.
You could lose it right here.
I could. I know. It would be game over. This has been a very intense game, and I feel like Jill has just smoked me in every turn.
Not really.
I'm going to say, just because I think it's really cute, but I don't know how, I just think a town without a frown would be really cute if that was the correct. Okay, no. I'm just kidding.
Town without a frown is Happy Texas.
Happy Texas. Decatur, soy city, baby.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
That felt more likely.
It smells like.
By the way, it's not our fault. Is San Andreas, California?
Oh,
San Andreas fault. So I won.
Jill, you won. It's been a great morning hanging out with singer-songwriter Leanna Crawford. Hope you've enjoyed it. And believe it or not, Leanna is more than a competitive person. She actually has some great music.
Yeah, we're excited about your new song, How Can You Not? Can you tell us the story behind it?
Well, 5 years ago, my sister Lindsay and I moved to Nashville, Tennessee. Every year it's been really sweet because we get to see fireflies. We did not grow up seeing fireflies being from the Northwest. Mm-hmm. And But we had whales. We did have whales. Yes, but no fireflies. Okay. Yeah. Very sad. Very sad. And my dad, somehow he's just like never seen fireflies. He had come to Nashville before, but like he had never seen fireflies. And so him and my mom were visiting and they were going to be there a whole week, like during firefly season. And we were like, perfect. Dad's going to see fireflies for the first time in his life. We go walking every night to like see fireflies and we don't see a single one the whole week. And finally, the night before they leave, my sister Lindsay prays this prayer. I didn't even know she did this, but it was just like really sweet prayer. It was just, hey God, can mom and dad see fireflies before they leave town? And it was raining pretty hard that night, but we're from Washington, so we walk in all the weather. We don't care. We go out walking and the rain stops and the field we're walking by just completely lights up. It looks like stars are in the field. And like, you guys know, because you like see fireflies all the time, but it was just like, especially because I didn't grow up with it, and it was it was just incredible. It was so magnificent. And my dad looked over to us and he just said, how can you not see a creator? And I just thought, what a sweet reminder that like the God who created the heavens and the earth and the galaxies and the stars, he also created these teeny tiny little bugs that light up that are like so cool. But I thought, like, how much more does he care about the details in my life? And so I know just that was kind of my heart as I went and wrote this song. I took it to a couple songwriting friends in Nashville and I shared this idea with them. And it was just really sweet to get to write that. And just, I think about like in my own life so many times, like God's just held me over the years as I've gone through like heartbreak and anxiety and just so many different seasons. And it's like, how can I not see God when he's just been so kind to me? So that's what this song is about.
I see the sunrise in the morning.